When cake mixes first hit the scene, some homemakers didn't take to them too kindly. The cake mix package warned not to add milk or eggs, but just add water. And some ladies had a problem with this. They wanted to add their own special touch, and so they would add in a dash of milk or an egg, and then they would be totally disappointed when their cakes did not turn out as they thought they should have. When women were interviewed about these cake mixes, the researchers heard from the women again and again, "What kind of cake is it if you just add water?" The marketing needed to be changed if they were going to sell these cake mixes. The marketing needed to say that you and the cake mix could produce a wonderful cake. So on the new cake mixes, it read, "You add fresh eggs." Well, the message was clear. You have a contribution to make. But in God's economy of salvation, your only contribution you bring is your helplessness. God doesn't need your help or your own special touch. This is the amazing thing about grace. God comes to the rescue when we realize we have no contribution to make at all. And we see God's grace all over Judges 13. This is why that in the day the Philistines ruled, God made a visit to a nameless, childless woman. Judges chapter 13 and verse 2. "There was a certain man of Zorah, of the tribe of the Danites, whose name was Manoah. And his wife was barren and had no children. And the angel of the Lord appeared to the woman and said to her, 'Behold, you are barren and have not borne children, but you shall conceive and bear a son. Therefore, be careful and drink no wine or strong drink, and eat nothing unclean, for behold, you shall conceive and bear a son.'" And what follows is the birth narrative. But we must get our minds around the scene. We are introduced to a couple of whom we know very little. They are Israelites, and they're of the tribe of Dan. We have no indication that they are to be perceived as any different than the description that's given of Israel in verse 1. So they are part of the problem. They live according to their own ways, doing what is right in their own eyes. And this is about as broken as a scene can get. Israel in total corruption, and now more specifically, this corrupt woman who is also barren. There are no pills, no surgeries, nothing her husband can do for her. Her womb is closed, no hope. It is a scene of grief, sorrow, and desperateness. But God breaks into the story in the form of the angel of the Lord and pronounces life unto her. And what we have here is the pattern of salvation. People are in sin, in a helpless state, separated from God, unable to do anything about their condition. Just like Israel was sinful and Manoah's wife was unable to change her helpless condition, so too are we unless God does something. And He does. He reaches down, and instead of giving the people of Israel what they deserve, He provides for them what they do not deserve, a Savior who is to be wholly dedicated to Him. This is where God begins working salvation in the human heart. His activity and work is chapter 1 to the story of redemption. Every redemption story begins with God's grace because no human will or human energy can serve as the starter of redemption. It begins and ends with God. As you pray today, please remember Jimmy Walker and his family are missionaries in the Philippines. Also, remember the FIPA LifeWord broadcast in Tanzania.